Welcome back to the Midday Show. What a thrill. I'm so happy to welcome the singer-songwriter Griffin House to the Midday Show. Hi, Griffin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Glad to meet you, to engage with you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thanks for saying my name right, because sometimes people say it like it's a place or a band. They'll go Griffin House instead of Griffin House.
Oh, I
Like,
see.
it's not
That's
like
interesting. Yes.
Don Smith, it's Don Smith.
So you know that, well, I live up in a town, since you brought it up, a little north. Well, we talked before we got on the air that you've played in Albany. I don't live in that necessarily nearly that far north, but I live about like 30 miles south of there in a town called Athens. But
Yeah.
which is right next to the town of Catskill, where you can just right up into the mountains from there, right into the Catskills. And the first town you hit is called Palenville. Are you know where I'm going with this?
No. Well,
Good.
maybe,
The
yeah.
there's a venue there. It's called the Griffin House.
It is? Really?
I've been there a couple of times. It's at a very nice place. You should play there at some point just because.
I have never heard of that. There's one out in
Yes.
Oregon that's like a bed and breakfast, like wedding venue that I did play one time, and
Oh,
it
that's amazing. You should play
kind
all
of,
the Griffin Houses.
I
Griffin
usually
House.
joke that they're like recovery centers or homes for aged men smattered around the country, but I've never
Yeah.
heard of this one in the Catskill.
Well, eventually those won't be jokes anymore. One
Yeah,
day you'll
exactly.
be, it'll hopefully way off in the future though.
That's
But
funny.
yeah, it's about a 15-minute drive from where I'm sitting, maybe 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's Palenville, New York,
All
which
right.
is kind of right, like I say, kind of the as you're entering into the Catskills. You're not in the mountains yet, but you're on your way, and there's this great venue. It is also a restaurant, and they have a performance like a multi-purpose space there,
Okay.
which you could perform at, you
Add
know.
it to the list.
Yes, and for okay, well, it's nice to meet you. I actually got to see you one time. I saw you perform. I looked it up. Why I would have such detailed records of this, I don't know, but I see that I saw you in 2009 at Joe's Pub.
Oh yeah, I remember that show.
You do?
Yeah, pretty sure I remember that one. Yeah, I was on my Flying Upside Down tour. I think Charlie Mars was opening that show for us, if I remember correctly. Although I think maybe I played there a couple years in a row. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, and I think it was just one of these occasions where I was home and I felt restless and I wanted to go see some live
Oh,
music.
that's funny.
And I think, I don't know. It's so far back now, Griffin. I don't know that I remember exactly. I did work in the music industry for years at Sony Music. I don't believe you ever had a deal there, right?
I had distribution with Sony because
Oh, maybe
I
that's
had
it.
I was on Network Records
Yes,
and
sure.
management, and so
That
they
was it.
went through a couple different distribution centers, and I think maybe Sony was one of them at some point.
Because of your stature, physical, you're tall and you're somewhat athletic, what you could say. The idea when you were a kid, right? When you were younger, was you were going to be an athlete of some kind. Wasn't that the idea?
Oh
And
yeah, I think so many kids around like my part of the world,
in Ohio, was it? Or
Ohio, sports are big,
sure.
and I went to some kind of rough schools in grammar school and middle school and even high school. So the kind of the way to get any kind of respect was to sort of perform on the athletic field or track or do more pull-ups or be faster than people so you didn't get your butt kicked. So I
Sure. And
kind of had to be,
disguise the fact that maybe on your CD Walkman that you were listening to James Taylor and Jackson, sort of the sensitive singer-songwriters, which you eventually became.
Yeah. Well, my first album I bought was Run DMC, Raising Hell with my own money. I was probably like 6 or 7, so
Okay.
I was definitely part of the crowd.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense. Well, we buried the lead, and I apologize. You're going to be performing this evening at 7:30 at the Button Ball Barn, formerly known as the Egremont Barn, in South Egremont, Massachusetts. And we want to let people know, if you want to have a great time and have just a very, very enjoyable evening, go to the Button Ball Barn tonight. Try to see if you can get a ticket. It's like I say, I saw you. I've listened to your songs for years, and I'm urging people to go out and do it. And it's just a great vibe there too. I think you'll really enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it looks like a sweet space, so Bound to be a good night.
Griffin, I know this sounds like a terribly cliche question, but I am actually interested. When you were just starting off, everybody starts with influences, right? And then usually what happens is you find your own voice, and then you kind of go off on and on that journey. And I'm just, but I am interested in maybe since it came up, like who might have been some of those early influences.
I was like a mix between, I'd say, two totally different worlds, like Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and then I had like U2 and The Clash over here and Jeff
Right.
Buckley, and they were all sort of mixed together, and I couldn't, it made me really confused about who I was, which way or how I was supposed to make that all make sense together. And I think as the years have gone by, and I think this happens to any artist when they're starting out, it's a, you're trying to pick a little bit of a direction, even if you're not doing it consciously. And then somebody that I knew, fairly, not really well, but we had some good connections. I'd call him a friend, or an acquaintance, but Todd Snyder died this past weekend,
Yes.
and I spent some a little bit of time with him in Nashville and really admired his work. And I think some of this, who I've become over the years is not too far from what I see Todd doing. He's kind of toured around, told stories, just used his words to connect with people. And I think there's a similarity there and some similar influences like John Prine and people like
Sure.
that. And just being good with words and trying to have a sense of humor. I think I've even
Right.
more gravitated toward that in my later years as I've toured around with my guitar by myself. So, but yeah, I've been really mourning his loss this last week. It's hit me really hard, actually, as I know it's hit a lot of people. It's clear how what an impact he had on so many folks, and what an amazing songwriter. Just a really good guy too. So
Yeah, I think it makes it particularly hard that the end period seemed to be very rough for him. So
yeah.
also, it makes it much more bitter and for one
Yeah.
who is a fan of his. We play him historically quite a lot at
Yeah.
KZ at the at WKZE. He's kind of in the pantheon here.
Yeah,
So yeah, it's a
it
it's
should be.
yeah. Well, I was wondering, I'm as you mentioned these contrasting influences, if it almost may perhaps forced you to make an intentional effort to figure out who you were, your voice.
Yeah, I think I was always really struggling with that, but it sort of happened naturally the way life happened. I got married and I quit drinking in the same year, and then I sort of like broke ties with my management company and my agency, and all of a sudden I had to go out on the road by myself with my guitar for a while, and that kind
Right.
of it cleared things up in a way that I wasn't really expecting. So, and I think that continues to happen over the years, but it was encouraging, because I was listening to all of Todd's music on my drive home from Maryland from some shows last week, and I was listening to a couple of his earlier records. I was like, oh man, he seems a little confused about who he is even way back then. Like some, it sounds like he's trying to sound like Tom Petty a little bit, and it made me feel like, oh man, if even he can be searching for that early in the early years, eventually you figure it out later, and he surely did. So, made it feel encouraging. It's like it just takes time to figure out who you are, I think, and then maybe you never really figure it out, but you get
Exactly. I was
little
going to say,
closer.
I've entered my 60s and I'm still a work in progress in that
Yeah.
way, but I think one thing, if you're going to take on your influences even later, take them on fully, just go for it and just do
Yeah.
it, do an all out homage or something, because
Yeah.
think about how lucky you are, somebody at your particular age, and that you had all these guys just making
Yeah.
this, all this incredible music you mentioned, of course, Todd Snyder, Tom Petty, whomever, that we are so lucky we're living in this time. All these folks have left these this incredible gift to everybody, and John Prine's another. We also I was actually going to be speaking with Fiona Prine shortly
Oh.
because there's a new concert doc, mostly a concert film about this two-night tribute show that
Oh
was
yeah.
done at Ryman Auditorium.
Right. I saw some clips of that the other night. I saw
Very diverse, eclectic group of different performers, many of whom I'm sure have crossed your path. But it's coming out. It'll be in New York City, but obviously it'll be everywhere eventually. This film is called "Go for the Gold," if I'm not
Okay.
mistaken, a tribute to John Prine.
Oh, cool.
even though it sounds very on the nose, the Bonnie Raitt performing, I mean, she was like in tears the whole time during her
Yeah.
performance. Her doing
Angel from
Angel
Montgomery.
from Montgomery. Thank you. Angel from
No, that's the
Montgomery, of
good
course.
stuff, man. You got to keep that in
I will, of
there.
course. Again, you have 13 albums, so people can really do a deep dive into Griffin House, or Griffin House.
No, you said it right. You
Griffin
said it right.
House, yeah. Catch up with him tonight in our region at the Button Bowl Barn in South Egremont at 7:30 tonight. How do people keep up with you in general if they are looking for maybe you're showing up at their neighborhood?
Yeah, griffinhousemusic.com is my website. I'm on this thing called Bands in Town, which people seem
All
to
right.
keep joining somehow. I don't know how, but it keeps going up every month. I'm like, where are all these people signing up for Bands in Town? But I think that's maybe through, I'm going to make it up if I say it, so I won't even say it. Griffin House Music is probably the best way, but I'm so sick of these damn phones, man. I'm like thinking about just getting a dumb phone and calling it a day.
I'm right there with you. Thanks so much for coming on the Midday Show today. I hope you have a great show tonight.
Thanks for having me on and helping us let people know about the show. It means a lot, and hopefully it's going to be fun to play a new place tonight. So,
All right. So I think I talked to you or in our exchange the other day, I was asking you for your own recommendations for what song, and you chose a couple of your tunes, and I think we're gonna go through it now.
that's great.
All right, so here it is. This is Griffin House with Go Through It, 98.1 KZE.